VOA News, I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives Wednesday night, accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
He is just the third American president to be impeached.
He gave us no choice.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a day-long debate by arguing Democrats were defending democracy against a president who violated the Constitution by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. But the impeachment process divided lawmakers like it divided the nation. Republicans like Arizona's Debbie Lesko argued Democrats are the ones committing abuses, targeting a president they simply don't like.
There is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
The president himself called the impeachment effort an assault on America. He'll now face a trial in the GOP-led Senate, which is likely to acquit him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan as he was being impeached, President Trump appeared to mock the proceeding, repeating his claim he did nothing.
It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached.
Trump is unlikely to face any obstacles during the trial in the Republican-controlled Senate next month and remain in office. New Zealand authorities say two people missing and presumed dead since a New Zealand volcano erupted last week may never be found. Authorities say the bodies were probably swept out to sea. At least 16 other people were killed and more than 20 survivors suffered severe burns. For more news, please join us at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. India's top court on Wednesday refused to stall the implementation of a new law that lays out a path for non-Muslim minorities from some neighboring countries for Indian citizenship, despite violent protests across the country. Get more on the story from Francis McGuire.
The Citizenship Amendment Act gives non-Muslim minorities from neighboring countries Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan a path to Indian citizenship. The government says the law was intended to address the persecution of religious minorities such as Hindus, Sikhs, and Christians in those Muslim-majority countries. But thousands have protested, saying the exclusion of Muslims from the law is anti-Islam and weakens the secular foundations of India. Some protesters believe it's a measure by the Hindu nationalist government to marginalise the community. Buses and train stations have been torched, and on Wednesday, police fired shots to push back thousands of demonstrators throwing stones and glass bottles. The Supreme Court said it would hear petitions challenging the constitutional validity of the law on January 22nd.
In other news, a new report says nearly half of American adults will be obese within a decade, and one quarter will be severely so. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The findings published in the New England Journal of Medicine was led by scientists at Harvard and George Washington Universities. Dr. Lawrence Apple, who was not involved in the study, is a professor of medicine and nutrition researcher at Johns Hopkins.
This is very alarming statistic. We already are dealing with a tremendous challenge with the current population, which is many of whom are obese. It's only going to get worse.
Obesity raises the risk of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and other health problems. Apple says prevention is the key.
People have to realize is that even though these statistics pertain to adults, the genesis of the obesity epidemic starts very early in life.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A global refugee forum wrapped up in Geneva Wednesday, with world leaders pledging more than $3 billion to support refugees and about 50,000 resettlement communities. At the end of 2018, nearly 71 million people were living in forced displacement due to war, violence, and persecution, including the nearly 26 million who had fled to other countries as refugees. The meeting this week in Geneva stressed the need to share the economic and societal burden of nearly 80% of the world's refugees living in poor and developing countries. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.